it's recording. Okay, this is recording number two for the Frenchwood Oral History Project. The subject is Marion Pomfret. Marion, can you tell me when you were born?
The 6th of March, 1927.
What was the name of your father?
Leo.
And can you remember his date? And
Leo Howell McGrail. His birth was the 3rd of February, 1900.
What did he do for a living?
He worked at Arrowsmiths. I should think he was a labourer. And then during the war he had to go and work on munitions.
Can you remember what sort of wages he was paid?
He got £2.10 a week.
And what sort of hours did he work?
Hours.
Per week, hours?
7 in the morning, and to get extra money, often he used to work until 9 at night.
And was that 5 days, 6 days?
6 days. They always worked Saturday morning.
Okay. When did he die?
1966.
And how old was he?
66.
Okay. What was the name of your mother, maiden name?
Williams, Agnes Williams.
And when was she born?
She was born the 27th of February, 1904. Pardon? That's what I said, didn't it? Well, that's Billy's mother's. 24th of February. 1904.
What was your mother's occupation?
She was a weaver. A weaver.
Where did she work? Which
Horrocks
factory?
Is.
Horrocks is
in New Hall Lane.
Okay. Did she continue working after she married?
Yes. You had to do in those days.
And what was the age when she died?
97.
What year was that?
Was it 1993? Oh. Although that was my husband. Six years ago. So it's 2001, would it? Yeah, 2001.
So she lived to be a great age.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister, and she lives in Canada.
And is she younger or old?
She's younger. 5 years younger.
Okay. Can you remember anything about your grandparents?
Yes, I can. My grandma and granddad. My grandma was born in Kittingbourne in Walton-le-Dale. And I think she was born in 1878. And my granddad was born in October 1878. And he came from Birmingham. And he ran away in his teens and ended up in Preston. And he went in the Boer War and he went in the Great War. And he also worked for Cooper's, the builders, in Paradise Street. And he worked there till he was 80.
As a soldier, can you remember the regiment he served with?
Something to do with Preston, I don't know. Okay. But he served in Africa, and it was on a horse. I remember a big photograph of him on a horse over the fireplace. And he won a medal at some point, a special medal, but I don't know what it was. Eh? Meritorious medal. Yeah.
Those grandparents, are they on your mother's or your
father's
side?
My mother's side. My granddad received his medal with all his family on the market square at some point, but I don't know anything about that.
Was this after the Boer War or after World War I?
I couldn't tell you that. No, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Did they live near you?
They lived in Park Street, which was just round the corner from me. I lived in William Street.
Okay. What was the type of house that you lived in?
I lived in. It had four steps up, and it was two downstairs and a kitchen, and there was two bedrooms upstairs.
Where was the toilet?
Outside. And a tin bath.
Were all the houses in your area like that?
All similar, yes. Yeah. Some of them weren't up steps. I think ours was the only one at the top of the street that had steps.
And this was in the Frenchwood area?
It was in Avenham.
In Avenham?
Yes.
Was it rented or owned?
Rented.
Did most people live in rented property?
I think they did, yes. Yes.
How many people lived in the house?
Just four of us.
Who slept where?
My sister and I slept in the back bedroom and my mum and dad in the front bedroom. That's when I heard the weavers the mill folk going to work in the clogs on the... We had cobbled streets. And I used to remember waking up when the knocker-up used to come and waking everybody up, 6 o'clock.
Did many people work in the cotton industry?
I think most of them did. Some of the men worked at Dryden's Foundry in Grinshaw Street.
Tell me about the area, Marion. Can you describe it? Local shops or play areas?
Well, my grandma had a shop in Paradise Street, which was at the top of our street. And my granddad, they both came from Yorkshire. My granddad was a footballer for Preston North End. And my dad was born in Liverpool in 1900. So my granddad played for Liverpool in 1900, and he also played, I think it was for Sheffield United, and he got transferred to Liverpool. Then he ended his days playing football at Preston North End. I think that he broke his leg or something, and that ended his career.
What was his name?
Rab Howell.
And was this before World War One?
Yeah, it was in the 1900s, he played for Liverpool in 1900, so it was shortly after that he came to Preston, and they had a vegetable shop and miscellaneous groceries and toffees and things, and he used to take the veg out on a horse and cart, because where we live, my grandma's shop and house came right to the back of our house, and they had stables there where they kept the horses, I don't know which.
Can you tell me anything else about the area? Any other shops that you can remember, for example?
Alice Bagwell's in Manchester Road, and there was a butcher's and a draper's, and there was Ballard's chip shop, and Hollinhurst, groceries, and the cloggers, and the watchmakers, and there was an undertaker house, and he had a place in Manchester Road where he did the funerals and did cabinet making.
Can you remember his name?
Yes, Norman, Charles Norman.
So it was very self-contained?
Oh yes, definitely. And there was a Mormon church in Vauxhall Road, right at the bottom of Paradise Street. Cooper's Builders was in Paradise Street. And then there was the St. Augustine's Men's Club and the Mormon Church.
Were there any other churches apart from the Mormon Church?
St. Saviour's at the corner of Queen Street, and St. James's in Avenham Lane. Of course, St. Augustine's.
What was your relationship? Can you remember your relationship with neighbours? Was it friendly?
Well, they were all friendly in those days, yes. everybody helped one another, and different than it is today.
So you could rely on your neighbours?
Oh, of course you could, yes.
Were people...
And there was a lady across from us, Mrs. Stanton, and I couldn't understand it in those days, but she used to sell cheques where you could go to various shops. I used to question, I was very nosy, and she used to sell cheques and you could go and spend them in town in all these shops. Yeah.
Was there a pawnbroker's in the area?
I don't know whether that jeweller's was a pawnbroker's as well. Forgotten their names now. And there was a swindler's who was a undertaker in there. And there was Summer's Pie Shop, confectioners, at the corner of Paradise Street and Manchester Road. And in Vauxhall Road, there was a big man, Mr. Turner. He had a vegetable shop and odds and ends. Oh, and there was a chip shop in there, in St. Austin's Road as well. Yeah.
And
Kilrose, a wholesalers of ham and bacon and butter, and they were Irish and they did all sorts. It was a really good shop. Oh, and a big co-op in Havenham Lane at Syke Hill. Yeah.
So it was a very lively...
Oh, area. Yes, definitely.
Very busy.
And there was a pub in our street called the Old House at Home. And there were fights every Saturday. I remember listening to those. Oh dear.
Okay, we'll come on to the social side a little bit later. As children, did you and your sister have to do chores around the house?
Well, let's say I did because I was the eldest. But I used to sweep the dust under the carpet. No hoovers in those days. And light the fire. They trusted me to light the fire, and I did oceans of... I used to put, what did they call it? Lamp oil. I used to throw some of that on it, nearly get burned.
What about your father? Did he work in the house, or was your mother in charge?
He hadn't time to work in the house, really, because he did so much overtime to try and give us a better life.
So he was... you rarely saw him in the house working at all? Or
well, he'd do odd things for him, but he'd always wash up, wouldn't he?
Did you do the shopping, or did your mother do it?
I did it. I used to go every week with it. My dad made me a trolley to go to the co-op, and there used to be hundreds in, and they'd always skip. But he used to give me a list, you know, and then I used to go for it. Yeah.
What about your clothes? Did you buy them, or were they made?
Both, really. Both, yeah. There was a lady called Miss Williams in Oxford Street, and she used to make us clothes. And then we go to Middlebrooks, perhaps in Church Street, and Turder's, the shoe shop, and get things there.
Did your mother make any clothes?
No.
She was a bit more of a baker, my mother.
So she was
she liked cooking, didn't she?
Just going on to family activities now, where did you play as a child?
In the street, on the lamppost with rope from the orange boxes that my grandma used to have, and we used to make swings.
Who did you play with?
All the children in the street. Yeah.
Did you make your own games up?
Yeah, we played Queenio, and what else was there? Skipping ropes and marbles, yeah. Tops and whips, shuttlecocks and bats.
So you made your own entertainment?
I think that there was more for us to do than there are today. definitely. Yeah.
Was play a sort of a group thing?
Anybody could play in the street or anywhere. Yeah.
Well, you more or less all played with each other?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What about your parents? Did they play games with you, or did you read together? Or?
Well, I loved having books read to me. Elaine's dad used to come and they'd read me Mickey Mouse books, and I knew it off by heart. They thought I could read, and I'd remembered it all.
So there was a good family atmosphere.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
What about celebration, of events like birthdays and Christmas and Halloween, things like that, bonfire night? Can you remember anything about?
We didn't have parties in those days, and you just got a present and perhaps a tea, but that was it. And bonfire, we always had a bonfire in our street, in the middle of the street. They wouldn't allow it today, would they?
What about Christmas? Was Christmas far shorter than it is today?
Oh, it was lovely Christmas. You went round all the shops looking at all the dolls in the windows and the prams, and it was lovely. It really was. Yeah.
What sort of presents did you get?
What anybody could afford. But I think they once bought me a pram, and I was more interested in something cheaper than the pram. So, yeah.
Do you have any special memory of Christmas or a Christmas or a birthday?
No, they were all similar. All similar.
What about discipline at home?
My dad was very strict. He was very strict. Yes, we had to do as we were told.
So he enforced the discipline?
Oh, both of them, my mum and dad.
Did he ever strike?
Oh, I've had a smack, yeah. Definitely, and it didn't do us any harm.
What about holidays? Did you ever go on holidays together?
We went camping to Morecambe with Elaine's mum and dad. They had no children, there's only a dog. And I remember going there with them, and Uncle Joe used to take me swimming in one of the big hotels. And it was lovely. And then another year, just before the war, we went to, I suppose it was it was funny in those days, a little house, and you bought the food at the, you used to go out and buy the food, and the lady used to cook it for you. I remember that very well.
Where was that?
Morecambe.
Did you like Morecambe?
Yes, I did. It was lovely in those days. Crowded. Absolutely.
How did you get there?
I don't know. I think, if I can remember rightly, when we went camping, Uncle Arthur worked for Cooper's, and he took us on their wagon, I think. And then another time we went, and we went on the bus. Yeah.
What about your parents? Did they belong to any savings clubs, the co-op?
Always in the co-op, the divvy. Definitely, yeah.
Was more or less everybody in the area?
I should think so. I think everyone went to the co-op.
And what did the divvy pay for?
I think they got it, I don't know if they got it yearly or half yearly. And you got vouchers, and they used to have mutuality clubs, and everybody paid so much a week, and then when they paid so much, they got these vouchers that you could spend at the co-op. Yeah.
So they would help special occasions.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course they would.
Okay. What about drink? Did anybody drink in the family?
No, no. I think I was about 16 before my mum and dad ever went. They never leave us. They, you know, were growing up when they started to perhaps go out for a drink.
Did either of them smoke?
My dad did, yeah. I think that contributed to his death, really. Smoking.
He was a heavy smoker?
Very. Woodbines.
What about church? Did you go to church?
Yes, every Sunday to St. Augustine's.
Did you go as a family?
Sometimes. When we were young, we did, but as we got older, we just went on our own.
Was it a big Catholic area then?
Very, very big. Yeah.
Was St. Augustine's well attended?
Oh, yes. Packed. Packed every Sunday.
And did you go to Sunday school?
Yes, yes. I did.
Can you remember anything about it?
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it. And they used to take us once a year to a farm somewhere for a tea on a Sunday. Yeah, it was all right. And my mum and dad got married in a Protestant church. And then when I went to school at 3, and my mum got to know the nuns, and she turned a Catholic, and then she got remarried in the Catholic Church at St. Augustine's.
Yeah. So, was your father a Catholic and your mother
wasn't?
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you remember how weddings were celebrated? Were there any rituals attached?
Can't remember anything about that.
No.
I know I was a bridesmaid about 4 times, but I was only tiny.
Is there anything you can recall about when you were a bridesmaid?
Not really. I was so young. I remember my own wedding, and that's it.
Were they all in church?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Can you remember attending any funerals as a child?
Just my grandma's and granddad's. I think I was about 12 when my grandma died. And it was very, you know, sad, and I remember that distinctly, yeah.
Were there any customs then, you know, associated?
Oh, yes, didn't they? They always had, took you in for a piece of fruitcake and a cherry. All the mourners went in, and then people used to stand outside your house and you gave them all a piece of cake, fruit cake. Don't know why.
Did you leave the coffin in the house?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Was it left open and closed, you know?
Open.
Open.
Open. And anybody could come and have a look.
What about, you know, can you remember any children dying?
My uncle had a little boy, and he had a tumour on the brain, and he lived until he was about 6. And I can remember him dying. And then after the war, they had another baby, and Geoffrey, and he died when he was a few weeks old. There was a thing going, gastric enteritis, and I think a lot of babies died at that time with it.
Okay. Were the deaths of children treated any differently to those of adults?
No, I think they must have been the same.
Coming on to education.
Yeah.
Which school did you first attend?
I only attended ever St. Augustine's. A really good school. I went at 3 to the infant school and went up to the junior at 7 and left when I was 14.
What's your earliest memory of school?
I remember going back to being about four, playing in the sandpits, and they had a big horse. And I don't know whether you know Gerald Cassidy, he was an architect, and his family taught at St. Augustine's, and he was in my class. And I remember once going, and I must only have been about five, going back to his house and everyone looking for me. I remember that.
What were your favourite teachers? Can you remember the teachers?
I like them. I like most of them. They were all nice. There was Mother Martha and Mother Gertrude in the juniors. And Mother Imelda, she was a real, real stern person. And then as the war broke out, they brought Sister Claudia. And they were all lovely. Miss McGuinness and Miss Martin and Miss they were all lovely. Miss Cassidy and Miss Pike.
So you've got fond memories.
Miss Byrne, I loved school. Yeah.
Were they all lady teachers?
Yes, yes.
Was the headmaster a male?
No, it was Mother Imelda. And during the war, you were in sections, and some boys came into our school then, and girls from another area went to the boys' school, but we didn't have a man teacher. No, they were all there. And they caned you if you did wrong.
So there was quite firm discipline?
Oh, definitely. Very strict. Yeah.
What about your relationship with other school children? Was it a happy time for you?
Yes, very happy. I loved it, yeah.
What about religious services through the school? Can you remember special days for it?
Well, there was holy days of obligation, and you had to go to church, but you got a holiday. And there was special one, Corpus Christi, that we all went to Larkhill Convent, and they had a big service there in the grounds.
What sort of lessons were you taught? What sort of subjects?
The three R's. Reading, writing and arithmetic. And they were good. I know how to reckon up even now.
Were you taught domestic science at all?
Yes, I did. I went to Glover's Court. And you learnt how to wash and iron and to cook. Yeah. That was great, yeah. I thought it helped me in future years.
So, apart from the three R's and domestic science, were you taught any other subjects?
What other subjects are there? There was singing and there was netball.
Anything else?
We always had concerts. I was always in the dancing team.
So, physical exercises, it was never...
Oh yes, we had that.
Yeah, physical exercise.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Was that every week?
Every week, yeah. You had to go in the yard and do all the exercises.
What was your parents' attitude to school, generally?
What do you mean?
Were they in favour of it?
Oh, definitely. And if you'd done anything wrong at school, well, you always got told off at home. I think that happened to everybody.
Did you have any homework at all?
No, that's a bit... No.
You did learn separately, generally, from boys?
Yes. No, when we did have boys in the school, they were in our class. Yeah.
Did you have any lunch at school? Any?
No, we
break?
Had to run home and make what we could. They didn't do that. Only if you were very, very poor.
And what happened then?
I think they stayed at school. I don't know what they got or anything.
Did you wear a uniform at all?
No, no. I think that's a pity, really.
Did you ever do a part-time job whilst you were at school?
No. The only thing I did, when I was 13, my mother wanted me to be a confectioner. And I used to go every Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning and work till about 3, cleaning tins in a bakery and all that kind of thing. And I did it from being 13. Then when I left school at the Easter, I started work on the Easter Tuesday.
So where did you start work?
Miss Sumner's in Ribbleton Lane.
A confectioner's?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever attend any night school after you left
school? I went to Blackpool Technical College to pass my sitting guilds for confectionery.
And when did
and
you
science.
And when did you actually leave St. Austin's?
It would be probably it was Easter of let's see when I was born, 27, 37, 41, wouldn't it? Easter of 41.
Okay. So did you when you left school? Did you start full time working?
Yes. Yes. Straight away.
What were your hours?
Well, being a baker, it was 7 in the morning till about 5 at night.
Describe what you did.
It was horrible at the first 2 years because all I did was scrape tins and clean cake tins out and perhaps help to get the bread out of the oven, you know, but after that, it was okay.
Why?
Well, I did it. I started to learn how to make bread and cakes and pies and everything.
What's the pay like?
10 shillings a week. And when I was 28, I earned £4 something a week, just over £4 a week, and I worked about 50 hours then for that price. It was a hard, very hard work.
And did you stay with the same firm?
No. I moved. I had about 4 jobs in different confectioners.
Did you have a good relationship with fellow workers?
I was the only one that worked there in most of them. I was, except Sumner's, there were about 4 or 5 of us there, and it was good. And Miss Sumner was very, very strict. But she used to take us out one day a year to Morecambe again. And Heesham.
Are there any other jobs that you did, Marion?
Yes, I worked in the menswear department at the co-op for about 8 years. And from there, I always wanted to deal with figures. But my mother thought, she always loved baking, so she wanted me to have an easy job, but she found out it was as hard as weaving after I'd been in it all those years. And when I was 48, I went to work full-time for the Lancashire County Council, doing the job I wanted to do in the Treasurer's Department, dealing with money and adding up.
Had you always wanted to work with
figures?
I'd
always wanted to work with figures, yes. Yeah. I always loved that when I was at school.
Did the working conditions improve when you went to Lancashire County Council?
Oh, of course they did. They did. They don't know they're born there after if you've worked in private industry. It definitely did. You had to work hard. But you also got slackers as well. But I loved it there. I worked there for 17 years. And I'd never worked full-time from having my baby. And my mother, I was 48, and my mother said, get to work now for full time and you'll get a pension and you'll have more money. So I did, and I did get a pension, so it was good, very good.
Were facilities at Lancashire County Council very good?
They were very, very good. I mean, you had a lovely restaurant, you had a self-service. If anybody had, which I don't agree with, but there was a drink, you could. There was a bar there for anybody to go and have a drink. But all that's gone now, I believe. There's just a small restaurant and nothing like it was when I worked there.
Were you ever in the trade union at all, a trade union?
Yeah, in that one. That was the only one I was ever in.
At Lancashire County Council?
Unison, yeah. It is now. I've forgotten what it was before then.
Was there a good relationship between the staff at Lancashire County Council?
Well, I think so, but some of the bosses, like anywhere, they were, you know, they if they like you, they like you, but it was a bit iffy, you know. I got on with them all right, but I worked with a black girl, and I think they were all awful with her, you know. I really did. She was a lovely girl.
Why was that, her colour?
I think, well, I don't know, but they used to be so mean with her, you know. I couldn't understand it. So she was defiant. They went on flexi time and they said you had to be in a certain time. Well, you could go in until you were quarter to, until it was quarter to ten. And she'd turn up about half past nine and they wanted you there earlier. Whereas most of us went at eight and finished at four.
Through your working life, did you think that men and women were treated equally?
Well, I didn't work with many men. No, they were nearly all women I worked with.
So you couldn't really do a comparison?
No.
But in general, did you think...
I think at County Council, I think men got a better deal than women, yeah.
Were they better paid?
Oh, I think so, yes. I think so.
Was that even if you did the same job?
I think so at that time. Might have changed now.
Were you affected by the Second World War in any way? Did you have to go into any form of war work? Or?
No, because I was exempt with being in confectionery.
Why was that?
Because it was food, I think.
So you were deemed to be in a sort of special industry?
Yeah, yes.
Over your working life, did anything improve for you?
Well, in confectionery it was a hard job, and it was poorly paid, and it was awful really for what you had to do for so little money. I must have made fortune for the last people I worked for, but I still got a pittance for a wage. You know, but it improved when I went to the co-op and then when I went to Lancashire County Council.
Did your hours begin to decrease?
Oh yes, definitely. I only worked part-time at the co-op. The County Council was the first time I had a full-time job. Because I had ill health as well, hadn't I, Elaine? I had tubercular meningitis, and I had all sorts wrong with me for 20 years.
Okay. I'm going to come back now to Frenchwood itself.
Yes.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the leisure and social life that you remember as a child. And
yes.
Woman. How did you spend your spare time when you were young?
Well, I often used to go on Avon Park after school and play. It was safe to do that in those days. Take my sister with me and play. And And down here, when I always came down here, and it was rhubarb fields at the bottom where the wreck is now and where the houses are. It was all, I used to come and there was bowling greens and tennis courts. I used to play a lot of tennis down here when I was young, and they also had a putting green where the children's playground is now, and we used to play putting there when the rhubarb fields had gone and they built these houses. I can remember these houses being built, coming walks with my mum and dad and all the rubble on the side there. And
what years, can you remember the period?
In the 1930s. My childhood period, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever go to the cinema?
Very much so, yes. My friend and I had two seats at the Ritz every Sunday night, aged 32 and 33, booked every Sunday night. And we used to go, when I was a child, I always went to the matinees at the Empire, Flasher Gordon. It was good, yeah, I loved it. And I always got pennies from my aunties and uncles, and I used to take me and my sister in all the little cafes in Preston having meat pie and chips and gravy. I did. So food must have been in my mind then. Oh dear.
Was the cinema was the cinema really popular?
Oh yes, and the new Vic when that opened, there was the organ. Oh, it was lovely. It was great.
Where was the new Vic?
Where Tokyo Joe's is now. There, it was lovely. A lovely tea room at the bottom. Oh, it was nice.
Were there many cinemas near you?
The Empire, the Palladium, the Ritz, the New Vic, the Theatre Royal, and the old Hippodrome and the Palace. My grandma always took me to the and the Princess Theatre, and my grandma always took us to the pantomimes every week they changed, and she used to take us to both of them.
So there was a great deal of
oh, there was plenty.
For you.
It's sad for them today, I think. And dance halls. Used to go to Worsley's and the Public Hall and the Queen's Hall. See all the famous bands. Yeah, it was good.
As a young woman, did you go in pubs at all?
Very, very rare. I think I would be about 24 before I went in and had a drink anywhere.
Would that apply to a lot of young women?
No, a lot of young people went in pubs in those days, yeah. You'd see them going from the dances and get pass outs and go for a drink and then come back.
Were there separate rooms for men and women?
In what way?
In pubs.
No, I think they all went in one. I think so.
Were there many pubs in Frenchwood? In the Frenchwood Avenham area?
Well, there was the Selborne, wasn't there? There was a King Street. Well, I'm going up to Avenham now, aren't I? King Street Tavern. The Weavers, and the Parker's Arms, the Old House of Tone, the Morning Star, and there was one in off London Road. There were two, forgotten the names of them. There's Sebastopol, and then there was another, and the King Bill, and the Greyhound. There's quite a lot of pubs, the Rosebud.
So the pub was a very popular venue?
Well, it was for men in my day. It was mostly men that went in the pubs. Women, I think it was probably during the war when ladies started to go in.
Elaine told me last week about being sent to the pub by her grandfather.
Yes. In that little snug that they had for getting beer, yeah. Little room it was, wasn't it? and a window.
Which pub was that?
Morning Star.
Were many children sent?
I don't know. I was never sent. No. My dad would have gone mad if my grandma and granddad had sent me. Well, there was a few more pubs off near St. Augustine's, but I don't know what they were called. In Berry Street, and the George in Hudson Street, and there was the Avedon. Quite a lot of pubs out there.
Going to the other end of the spectrum, did you join the Sunday school?
Yes, I had to go to Sunday school.
Were you in any other groups?
I was once in the YCW, Young Christian Workers. I was in that for quite a long time. Yeah, belonging to St. Augustine's.
Did you attend regularly?
We had meetings every week, yeah.
And what did you do?
We tried to help people and we sang hymns and you were supposed to be help people, you know, with different things and be good, learn how to be good.
So you help people who were in need?
Probably, I've forgotten now. Forgotten that part of it.
Did you let your activities change as you got older, as you got into adult life?
Well, dancing was mostly the thing in those days. Dancing in the cinema. Yeah. And then bowling came up, so I went over to bowling when we had the family.
So were you a regular dance goer?
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah, loved it.
What about courting? When did you start courting?
When I was 18. And I got married when I was 26. I was a slow learner.
And was this the same man?
Yes.
So
there he is.
So you had an 8-year courtship?
Yes, yes. He was younger than me, toy boy. And I met him at St. Augustine's Dance Hall.
So tell me a little bit about him. Where was he from?
The Esplanade down there. He came down here when he was about 5. And he lived all his life at number 2, the Esplanade.
What was his name?
Pomfret. William Pomfret.
Okay, what did he do for a living?
He was a printer.
Was he a printer all his life?
Yes.
And who did he work for?
He worked for Hopkirk's, and then he went to, when that was closed down, it was off Bow Lane, he went to Collinson's, which was up there, wasn't it, near New Hall Lane somewhere.
When did you get married? What year?
1953.
And where did you first live?
We lived with his parents for a few months, then we went to live in Ashton, which I hated. Then his mother died when she was 50, and we came back to live there, and we lived there for 4 years. And then I came to be pregnant, so we bought this house.
And you lived in this house?
How old's Nicholas? 48 this year, so I've lived in this house 48 years.
So you had the one child?
Yes.
Did you stay at home to look after him as a child?
Well, yes, definitely. Well, I was ill. So he was only 8 months old when I had the tubercular meningitis, and I was kind of ill for 2 years. And then gradually when I got well, I just went out to work part-time.
I want to ask you, how would you describe, what What social class do you think you belong to?
Working class.
So you're thoroughly working class.
Well, I should imagine so.
What about your background, Maria? Is it wholly English, or are there any other ethnic?
Well, I should imagine that there's some Irish in me somewhere.
Why do you say that?
Because I think my grandma came from a... My grandma, Howell McGrail, came from an Irish family. But as I say, I don't know much about them because they come from Yorkshire.
So...
And my granddad came from Birmingham, and Williams is a Welsh name, isn't it?
So you've got a mixture of
backgrounds. I think I have. Oh, my granddad was a gypsy. So that's very interesting, isn't it? He's the only Roman gypsy to ever play for England in football.
That's really interesting. Tell me, do you think this area's changed since your childhood?
I think so, yes. Yeah, it has.
Can you describe in what ways?
Well, I don't... It isn't the same. There's more vandalism, isn't there? And I mean, someone threw eggs at my window a couple of weeks ago, and I've never had that in my life.
Were children... Do you think children were better behaved?
I do, definitely. Though, you could say that, but the children I know are well behaved, so it's just what you read in the papers, isn't it?
What do you think's been, for you, the best thing in your life?
I don't think there's anything. I've just had a happy life. I really have.
Did you have a good marriage?
I did, yeah. Definitely I did.
What about the worst thing? Are there terrible things that you've had to...
The only thing is the illnesses I've had. I think that's the worst thing. No. We're poor like everybody else when they first start out in life. But I've always been happy.
Would you have described people around you as a child? Would you describe your neighbours and friends and relations as very poor?
Well, I suppose everybody was poor in those days, before the war. The late 30s, my dad couldn't get a proper job. You know, he'd take anything to, until he got one of the nuns at Lorik Hill got him this job at Arrowsmith's. And that was through being a Catholic, I think. But I think most people were poor.
If you were unemployed, did you get unemployment pay?
Well, I don't think they got much, did they? Like the old age pensioners, I think my grandma and grandma'd only got about 10 shillings a week.
And was that difficult then to live on?
Well, it must have been. I mean, the family helped them.
Did they live together till they died?
Yes, yeah.
So they didn't go into the workhouse?
No. It was past the workhouse time anyway. They only died in 1960-something.
Just tell me again about the house that you lived in as a child. There are one or two things I'd like to ask.
Yeah.
Did you have a special night, bath night?
We did, yeah, I think we did at weekend usually, yeah.
And did your mother bath you?
Yes.
And were you always turned out very clean?
Oh, definitely.
Was your mother house proud?
Yes, yeah. Now we were dressed. All the money went on us, I think.
Did your mother used to clean the outside of the house? Do you know they used to...
Scrub the steps. I did as well. Did you? Scrub the four steps and the... with ducky stone.
Did most women do that?
Yeah, of course they did. Took a pride in it. I had a lady, when I was young, lived next door. She was 90. And she scrubbed all those flags at the path and everything that they had. She did, honestly.
What was the atmosphere like? Was it a dirty atmosphere in Preston because of the cotton mills and all the industry?
Well, it got full of smog. You know, when the factory chimneys, it used to come down, and it was awful, really, in those days, for smog.
So it's a much cleaner...
Oh, yes, now, yeah.
Okay, Marion, I'm going to finish there. I'd like to thank you very much for a very interesting discussion.
You're welcome.